pay partners and advertisers, people who help support some of our colleagues around Europe, and also a significant number now of engineers working on a range of different things, and Hugo will talk about that in a second, including our mobile engineering, which some of it, which is led from London. So we're no longer sort of just a Californian company, we are also a British company, I'm proud to say, and we've got quite a lot of stuff going on here, and we'll tell you a bit more about that now. Today for us was just about inviting you in and having a chance to meet some of us informally, not just the spin doctors that you normally meet, but some real Googlers too. You can tell them anybody that's scruffier than you or me is probably a real Googler. And so without further ado, let me introduce Hugo Barra, who is leading a lot of the mobile stuff which we're doing, and we obviously think mobile is going to be absolutely huge. We've got lots going on, so here's Hugo. Cheers.
Thanks, Matt. I have no idea what a spin doctor is. Well, so hi everyone. Thank you for stopping by. Hugo Barra, I lead product management for our mobile applications and services, which is a group that's actually it's a global team, but it's headquartered here in London. In London, as Matt alluded to earlier, we have actually well over 200 engineers and product managers. The fourth floor of this building, just right below us, is all engineering. In fact, you're sitting right on top of the mobile engineering brain center, if you will, literally right below you. What I thought I could do is just give you a glimpse of some of the things that we're doing in mobile, in Android specifically as well. Let me just kind of set the context for how we're thinking about mobile at Google today in terms of the innovation opportunity that we see. We see three major trends playing in parallel that enable us to do all these amazing things. The first one is the evolution of computing in mobile. It's literally the PC miniaturization revolution happening all over again, but this time it's on the mobile personal device. And I think we all get that. You know, we talk about Moore's Law and all that. We have gigahertz processor computing power on these mobile devices today. It seems pretty straightforward to understand. The second major trend is that of connectivity. Today, with data pricing where it is, with battery technology where it is, it's possible to build a device that is connected at all times to the internet, and therefore you can build services that are also connected the whole time, which really unleashes the possibilities from an innovation perspective. And the third trend may seem a little bit more subtle, but it's actually the most powerful of them all, and that's the trend of cloud computing. It's being able to connect to the cloud a number of the sensors that you see on these devices. When I say a sensor, I mean the microphone, the camera, the accelerometer, the compass, the GPS, and who knows, people are talking about things like altitude sensors and night vision sensors and thermal sensors and all sorts of crazy things. But really connecting these sensors to the cloud, and when they're connected to the cloud, you literally have limited computing power. You know, think about these massive data centers in the sky, unlimited computing power to really innovate on the application front. So that's sort of the mantra for innovation here at Google these days. It really centers around cloud computing. So I want to show you a couple of examples of that, some really fun ones. But before doing so, let me start with a video to just get you warmed up. You may have heard of a launch by a device called the Droid by Verizon Wireless in the US. It's a really exciting device. It's the first Android 2.0 device that's publicly available. You may have seen this video. You'll enjoy it even if you have.